golden opportunity here for Hull City. Wildcat fans come to their feet. Degenhardt hands it off. Jared Morris, leading touchdown. Jared Morris with his 24th rushing touchdown of the season. Bexar's in the backfield. Ack rolls out, looking in the end zone. Hines covered up. Ack wants the throw. Looking in the end zone, throws in the coverage, and Degenhardt intercepted in the end zone. Tyler Degenhardt for the second week in a row. Degenhardt from the 3-yard line. He hands it off. It's Morris touchdown! Jared Morris from 3 yards out! He's in the end zone again. Morris with his 25th rushing touchdown of the season. Second down, goal to go from the 7. Rackenberry right, Morris left, threw it to fullback, receiver Rogers to the right side, making the throw it, give it to Morris, and he's in for the touchdown! Jared Morris from 7 yards out! And the lead increases for Holton. Wishbone sad, everybody tied. Endo, here they come up the middle. Handoff, Rackenberry, first down, 45, 50. Damian Rackenberry at the 40, to the end zone, 30. Losing speed at the 15, and he's out of bounds inside the 10. What a run by Damian Rackenberry on 4th and 1. The longest play for either team in this contest. And it is a 51-yard run by Damian Rackenberry. Holton leading by 11, 26-15. Two-possession ball game as Sam Holliday does check in now. Ends in the play for Brooks Sparta after the clock runs. It's 2nd down and 7. Mandel's got to start using timeout. Tyler Degenhardt sends Holliday to the left. Nick Allen out there gets the carry. The 25, 20, sit down, 15, 10, 5, and he's at Lee. Touchdown! Holy cow, what a run! Nick Allen, the sophomore, with his third rushing touchdown of the season. Jared Morris goes out, and Nick Allen says, I got your back, buddy. 26 yards into the end zone, and the Wildcats are on the verge of going to the state championship. What a run by the sophomore, Nick Allen. Point conversion. Degenhardt wants to throw. Blaine Rogers makes the catch. Did he hold on? Yes, he did. Blaine Rogers with a 2-point conversion. 1:51 to play. Holton 32. Andale 15. 2nd and 10. Again, they're looking to throw it to Paul Wack. Intercepted by Tyler Degenhardt. His second of the ball game. Degenhardt has room at the 30, to the 40. Tyler Degenhardt gets the block from Damian Rackenberry. Back to the middle, at the 40. Degenhardt tripped up at the 37. A huge return, 49 yards on the return by Tyler Degenhardt. His second interception of the ball game, and folks, that'll do it. Degenhardt takes the knee. That's called the victory formation. The Holton Wildcats will win it. Final score, Holton 34, Andale 15, and the Wildcats storm the field with their fists and arms flying through the air, because for the third time in 6 seasons, the Holton Wildcats are going to the Class 4A State Championship.
More than 7,000 expected here today at the Hummer Sports Complex. Extra bleachers, as Wade mentioned, set up in the end zone. Should be a lot of fun.
Aside from turnovers and penalties, I don't think anybody has stopped us this year, and we'd like to think we can continue that.
Holton has already broken a couple records this season. The one you've heard talked about the most is the team rushing yardage. On the season, Holton has ran for 5,939 yards. That is a state record. They broke Claflin's mark, and now they can become the first team today to rush for over 6,000 yards on a season. They need only 17 points today to break the state record for the most points scored in a season. Claflin holds that record at 670 points. A couple other state records they're going for today. Holton coming into this game has averaged 457 yards rushing per game. The state record for a season is 433.8. The offensive line for Holton from left to right has senior Eric Eisenbarth, sophomore Mike Roberts, senior Garrett Ammon, right guard senior Jacob Schirmer, and right tackle senior Jared Bowsers. The fullback Bill Pruitt with his first carry of the game. He hasn't had a negative rushing play this season, but this time he only gains about one. Holton will have second and a long four.
And Pruitt, kind of unsung hero for this Holton football team. 400 yards rushing on 84 carries and 9 touchdowns. He's a short yard each back.
Bill Pruitt, the fullback. Damian Brackenberry, Jared Morris, the tailbacks. Josh Wheeler and Blaine Rogers, the tight end and wide receiver. This time, John Mahone checks into the ball game on 3rd and 4 for Holton. Degenhardt hands it off. It's Morris inside the 30. He's got a first down. Jared Morris stood up at about the 28. First carry for Jared Morris leads his team with over 1,850 yards on the season. Big play, 4th and goal from the 2. Degenhardt has Mahone right, hands it off up the middle. No, keeps it. Degenhardt, touchdown around the left end. Tyler Degenhardt killed everybody with his fake. It's his 10th rushing touchdown of the season. And both teams scoring on a 4th down play, Wade, to cap off their opening drive. Holton going for 2. John Degenhardt wants to keep it. He's hit at the 3. Pitches it back. It's going to happen. Oh, Degenhardt made that pitch when he was halfway down to the ground. 2-point conversion is good, and Holton takes the lead by a point. 2nd and 7. Shotgun for Schuster. Rolls out near side at the 20. Wants to turn it up. He's hit by Blake Ruff and tackled for a loss of 1. It'll be a quarterback sack for Holton. A loss of 1.5 yards back to the 25. Receivers left and right again. Schuster under center. Wants to run the option. Far side pitches. It's Ingenthal at the 50. Hit and tackled. What a play on the stump for Holton. It was Jesse Strom, the sophomore linebacker. A huge loss back in Hayden territory. A loss of 3.
Also give a lot of credit to Fielding Brenner. Well, he caused the havoc in the backfield. He covered the quarterback on the option.
Cody Zimmerman, Damian Brackenberry, Jesse Strong, Jared Brock, the linebacker, Shermer, Eisenbarth, threw it, Bowser, and Brenner across that five-man defensive line. Degenhardt, Sipe, the quarterbacks, Morris, and DeBuff, the safety. 2nd and 9 from their own 48. Degenhardt has Rogers as a receiver left. Morris on the counter play, midfield, into the outside, 45, 40, 35. Jared Morris at the 25, 20. Long hand to beat at the 10. He's tackled inside the 5-yard line. Mr. Big Play, averaging 11 yards per carry. And Jared Morris has got over 1,900 yards rushing on the year. Morris with a 51-yard jot down to the 2-yard line. They officially call it the 1. Now Holton wanting to punch it in. Degenhardt hands it off up the middle. It's Pruitt, and touchdown! Touchdown for Bill Pruitt on a 1-yard run. It's his 10th rushing touchdown of the season. Adam Head and Brett Becker, the only two wide receivers, both go to the far side of the field. Schuster under center, 2nd and 12, and it's a reverse play. Head going to throw it. He's looking downfield way over the middle. It's underthrown, and intercepted at the 42. The 2nd interception of the ball game and the 9th of the season for Mr. Kyle Sipe. 2nd and goal. They'll mark it at the 4. A Holton touchdown would break the state record for most points scored in a season. Degenhardt, under center, hands it off. It's Morris, and he went for the touchdown! Jared Morris with his first touchdown of the ball game, and it's his 26th rushing touchdown of the season. Holton has just broke Claflin's state record for the most points scored in a high school football season. Hayden's won 8 in a row, Holton's won 5 in a row, but more importantly, Holton has never won a state football championship. 6th straight year in the playoffs, 3rd time in the title game. Degenhardt on 2nd and 6. Here's Nick Allen at the 40, 45, what a game breaker! Nick Allen is at the 20, 15, 10, still on the seat and pushed out at the 5. Jared Morris goes out, Nick Allen comes in. It's a game on the play of 35 yards to set up 1st and goal. Nick Allen, not bad for a sophomore reserve, averaging 14 yards per carry. He picks up 32 as they mark him out at the 8. 1st and goal, Holton, 42 seconds to play, 3rd quarter. Holton trying to retake the lead. Boy, Allen last week came in, had a couple big runs. He's had a couple late 4th quarter touchdowns in each of the last Wildcat playoff games.
Yeah, how about Allen last week against Andale? 3 carries, 59 yards, and a touchdown run. He came up big. when his team needed him the most, and he's doing it again in a state title game.
Allen out there with Brackenberry and Pruitt in the backfield. Holton has second and goal just outside the six-yard line. Could be the last play of the third quarter. Tyler Degenhardt under center fakes to Pruitt. Nick Allen, five touchdown! Holy cow! Nick Allen, fourth rushing touchdown of the season. Holton has retaken the lead by five.
Nicholson coming in, number 13, a junior. We'll play some D-end here for one play as Brenner gets his helmet fixed.
Third and five, Hayden down by five, moving right to left. Schuster in shotgun. Two receivers right, fakes the draw play. Schuster back to pass, here comes Precious, throws it over the middle, and it is intercepted at the 40! What an interception, the third of the puck game for the Wildcat defense!
Kyle Seip,
his 10th of the season, his second of the football game. Brackenberry, Morris, Pruitt in the backfield. Wheeler tight end right. It's Degenhardt handing it off to Morris. Big hole off the middle. Touchdown! Jared Morris untouched behind right guard Jacob Schirmer. His second touchdown of the ball game. His 27th of the season. And Holton goes up by 11.
Wow. Wow is all I can say. And why do I say wow? That offensive line just made a huge hole right up the middle. Morris hit it like that before the defense knew what hit them.
Jared Morris taking it to the house, and now another important two-point conversion. The lead is 11. This could make it 13. With 7:33 to play in the fourth. This set up by a Kyle Seip interception. Two-point conversion is Pruitt, the fullback, and this time he is in. Bill Pruitt has a touchdown run, and now he has a two-point conversion. Holton increases his lead 34 to 21. The Wildcats clicking on all cylinders now.
I know I can count on me to stand up. For the champions, for the champions, stand up.
On second and 13, under 7 minutes to play, Holton up by 13, trio of receivers to the near side. Schuster in shotgun from his own 30, drops back to pass, 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Here comes Fielding Brenner, and the sack is made back at the 24. What a play by the Holton defense. The junior, Fielding Brenner, slams his fist in the air. It'll be third and about a half a mile to go. Tyler Degenhardt under center for third and nine, and he fakes the handoff, wants to keep it on the option. He's tucking it up at the 50. Degenhardt, over the defender, he's got for 10 inside the 20-yard line. He just may have given his team a state football championship, the first one in 68 years of Holton High School football. But the Holton Wildcats can celebrate, Wade. What a feeling, what a season, what a year, and what a championship.
Stand up. 20-year celebration, coach, of the first Holton State football championship team in 2003. Tell me, I know it's been 20 years, but what you remember and what really stands out about that group of athletes in the team that year?
Well, I think there's a couple things that we've talked about and thought about. They were one of the best, or maybe the best, practice team that we've ever had. Not only that, there were kids that really liked to play, and they liked to play together, and also their families were really involved and enjoyed the process, and, you know, had a lot to do with those kids growing up and loving the game of football. So it was just a fun group to coach, and it was a fun season. And I remember going in at halftime tied up with Hayden and, you know, looking in our kids' eyes and knowing that this game was over, that they were just going to go out and control the game and put it away in the second half, and they did that.
Congratulations to the 2003 Holton Wildcat State Football Champions.
Stand up, all the champions, all the champions. Stand up, stand up, all the champions, all the champions. Stand up.